Welcome, family and friends, to the 2024 Calvary Chapel Christian High School graduation. We are excited to celebrate the work that the Lord has done in the lives of our students here at our school. Now, before we go on, here are a few housekeeping rules. First, we ask you keep the front area and aisle clear for our photographer. We also ask that you leave all balloons, beach balls, horn blowers, silly string, confetti outside of the sanctuary. And at the conclusion of the ceremony, you can walk down to the school field where you will be able to find your graduate. And remember, the field will be closing promptly at 7:30. Without any further hesitation, let's begin the 2024 senior graduation.
I feel fine.
Everyone, would you please stand? Let's welcome our school administrator, Pastor Ed, as he leads us in prayer.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your faithfulness, Lord God, for your goodness, for your grace. We thank you for the work that you've done in these students' lives. And we pray, God, that you would continue to do that good work that you've started until you complete it. Father, tonight we pray that you would be glorified in everything that we say and everything we do. We thank you again for the accomplishment and the work that you've done in these young people's lives, and pray the very best for them, Lord. We thank you for their families and friends that are here to support them. And we just pray for a joyous season as we celebrate their graduation. In Jesus' name we say, amen. You may all be seated. At this time, we have a couple of videos that we'd like to play. The first one is the class of 2024. And then we have a special video message from Pastor Bill Stonebreaker, our senior pastor, as he's currently away. So we'll play those.
Quiet on set.
Hi. My mom would crack up. Wait, can I redo that one?
Am I supposed to introduce myself?
Oh.
Does my hair look okay?
I've been going to CCCS since kindergarten.
Preschool.
I think 4 years.
Preschool. Second grade.
Fifth grade. Since preschool.
For 3 years.
Since 10th grade.
Eighth grade.
Since preschool.
I have been going here for 5 years.
My favorite class of all time, I would have to say.
It's between nap time in preschool and because that was the best. We had this one teacher who would give us back rubs.
Freshman year drama class.
History with Miss Johnson.
And then pre-cal.
My favorite class has been econ.
Art. Some class with Mr. Knox.
Dual enrollment.
It's probably gonna have to be drama.
It's probably media.
The first time I experienced Mr. Knox's class, because it was kind of a different experience because we have party points.
Ninth grade drama class with Mr. K.
My favorite class, subject-wise, would be Mr. Hall's English class.
I'll describe my senior year this year as very, very chaotic.
One of them loop-de-loop roller coasters.
Interesting.
Non-existent.
Roller coaster.
Slow.
Chaotic.
Extravagant.
Memorable.
Pretty eventful.
Family.
My favorite senior memory.
It's too hard to choose. There's too many memories there, miss.
Oh.
My favorite memory from senior year was during our DC trip. We microwaved ramen at like 2 a.m. We ate ramen at 2 a.m.
One, Aris received volleyball with his butt.
It was during the championship game, and Aris received the ball with his butt. And then when he received it, I think Brayden said it, or somebody said it, and then somebody just killed it. It was a point.
That's my favorite.
My favorite memory was going to the Bible Museum at Washington, D.C.
Was winning basketball championships. Or soccer championships, because that was a close second. That was really cool.
Yeah!
My favorite memory of senior year probably has to be our basketball senior night.
The final soccer game, the finals. Yeah, that was amazing.
When I went to Ice Palace with my classmates.
My favorite memory from senior year was winning $1,000 for the English contest.
It would have to be going on the Washington, D.C. trip with the rest of my class.
Oh, our first attempt at Senior Ditch Day.
You're gonna cut this part out, right?
So we tried to plan a senior skip day.
We failed it.
We got caught skipping school.
And that did not end well.
And Pastor Ed sent the text message to our parents.
So it ended up just being me and Ian. It was at the beach
And we all came back because Victor had to come back.
And they asked us to pick up food, and then I ended up paying for the food.
Because we love Victor so much.
My dream job would be...
Not having to work would be great. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll be real with you guys. I do not like this question.
I don't know.
Only because it's not a job to help other people. I just want to be able to help people, that's all.
My dream job is...
probably to play volleyball.
SWAT team.
Living rich and lavishly. With no worries.
My dream job is to get a job in the first place.
I want to be a pediatrician.
A speech pathologist.
Probably like a missionary or something.
To not have to work.
Just to be a housewife and not have to do any work and just stay at home.
Dentistry is a close second.
Something I learned while being at CCCS is to take your walk with Jesus very seriously.
Nobody's perfect, so that means nothing is perfect, especially schools.
That's what you're gonna say, Victor?
Oh, man. Can I, am I not allowed to say that?
Is that you will always be surprised with the people you meet.
Study habits are important.
Learning to just prioritize the right things.
To always put God at the center of everything. And when you face trials, just look for Him to help guide you through it.
Should we do that? wait, no.
What have you learned? I've learned that no school is perfect.
I mean, it's true.
Oh, that is so true.
No matter what happens and no matter what you do, it always comes back.
Okay, wait. Okay, ask it again.
What have you learned while being at CCCS?
To be nice to those around you.
Miss Johnson loves our class. And Miss Hunter.
Okay, wait, no, I'll change it.
You've got to work hard for your dreams.
To be like always humble and just to persevere.
At CCCS, I have learned to take advantage of the opportunities that you're given.
I mainly learned from sports, Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do it wholeheartedly unto the Lord.
Who's most likely to be a CEO of a company?
Out of all the classmates I'm staring at right now,
Madison.
Zach.
Christina.
Ian or Victor?
I'm gonna say Victor.
Ian, but he'd be kind of harsh, but still Ian.
I'm gonna say myself.
Ian.
Christina or Victor?
Ian Hume.
Person most likely to become a pastor is probably Zach. Definitely has it.
Zachary.
Zach.
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 Zach is gonna become a pastor.
Most likely to get married first.
That's a good one.
I think the person who's gonna get married first.
Am I allowed to say myself?
Nevaeh.
Nevaeh. Probably Victor.
Yeah, probably. I cannot say myself.
Nevaeh. Nevaeh's gonna get married first. It's gonna be her.
I think Victor's gonna get married first.
Nevaeh.
Amana.
Well, they're all pointing to Nevaeh over there, so I'm gonna say Nevaeh.
To my parents. There's quite a lot, but I'll try my best to sum it up.
20 seconds.
To my mom and dad, thank you for helping me finish high school.
To my parents, thank you, and I love you guys. Thank you for putting up with me.
I would like to say to my parents, thank you for everything that you've done. I'd like to thank them for basically dealing with me for my entire life. I probably wouldn't have if I was in their shoes.
I would like to say thank you for always being supportive in what I do, especially my mom. And I would like to say thank you for always believing in me.
I'm truly grateful for everything. You know, not just you being able to provide for me. You both showed me how to kind of be a proper man and have morals, to respect women, to make sure to help people always, to respect my family. Just know that I will always love you all, no matter how much it may seem like I don't. I'll do my best to make you all proud.
To my parents, I just want to say, thank you for raising me the way you did, and Thank you for choosing me even when you didn't have to.
Mom and Dad, thank you for sending me here. Thank you for loving me and correcting me. Yeah.
What I'd like to say to my parents is thank you for everything that you've done to me, even though sometimes I don't act like I'm thankful. I am.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you've done for me, from getting mad at me in elementary school for not doing my work and continuing that through middle school. But I did my work in high school though, kind of, through all like the hard stuff that you guys have gone through, like moving into a different country and like working hard just to be able to put me and my siblings in like a school that has staff that cares for us. So thank you very much. It is very much appreciated.
Thank you for just everything you did for me, like just sending me to this school. I just really appreciate everything you did for me, and I honestly just, I wouldn't have this education if it wasn't for your hard work and your love and dedication towards me. So I just love you guys, and thank you so much.
Thank you for supporting me in everything I do, and like supporting me in all my games, and trying to make me do my best in everything and pushing me to be a great woman and teaching me all the things that I know today.
First and foremost, I just want to say thank you so much for just allowing me to come to this school and allowing me to just have a better shot and opportunity just for education, just to meet, you know, new people. Yeah, I just want to thank you so much, because I know this transition, it wasn't easy, you know. I know, just like me, you guys are always learning how to be parents as well. Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much, and I love you guys, and I promise I won't disappoint you guys.
For my juniors,
go on a senior trip together.
Keep holding on, because you'll make it through.
Have some foresight to work hard now, so you have to work a lot less later.
Push through and pass your classes. Get to know your classmates and have a blast with them, even the ones that you aren't close with.
You should have in your head that graduation will come, and when it does come, it's gonna feel very fast.
I really don't know what to say to them because they're staring at me, so it's kind of like...
If I'm being honest, I couldn't have asked for a better class than this.
I'm honored to be a part of this class.
You guys are a very interesting class.
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm worried about some of you guys after high school.
We have been through pretty much everything together.
Thank you for all the memories and the fun times.
I don't know what I want to say to my classmates.
If you ever need to talk about anything, I'm always here. You guys know my number. I just hope you guys are all so successful, and you guys don't crazy.
Thank you for being with me for so long.
Thanks for the fun. So long and farewell.
It's gonna be weird not seeing you guys every day.
I'm thinking. We're finally done, I guess. Like, good job.
I'll miss seeing you guys every day and having fun in media.
The main thing, I guess, is thank you. Even if sometimes I'm not like the closest with everyone, even then, I still feel like I'm kind of a part of family.
Last words.
Sophia, stop crying. Take care of all the staff kids.
I still hold the record for most basketball shots made in a game.
Thanks to everyone for playing some kind of part in my school journey.
If you see me, say what's up. I always like to talk.
Thank you to anyone who has ever like opened their arms to me and like made me feel welcome. It means a lot to me.
To my teachers, you guys have bestowed wisdom upon me so many times. You guys have given me knowledge. You've also built my character. I'm truly grateful that you guys have been a part of my life as well.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
Hey, hello graduates from McCall, Idaho. We're over here on vacation visiting Bud and the family and Karen. And we do want to wish you just a great graduation. Boy, you've really put in the time, the effort, and your academics and spiritually. What a beautiful thing to be able to leave Calvary Chapel Christian School and go into the world with a solid foundation that you have through your academics and through spiritually as well. Danita's here as well, my wife. She just wants to say hi.
Congratulations. We're sorry we can't be there, but we're with you in our spirit and we're praying for you and can't wait to get home.
And we love you guys. Oh, wait. I think we have somebody else that graduated here in Idaho. And I think some of you know this guy.
Here he is. Hey, guys, it's Bud here.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say congratulations to all you guys, class of 2024. My encouragement to you guys is just as we go into college, as we go into the workforce or whatever we're doing, just be with the Lord. You know, all the challenges that you may face, all the decisions you have to make, just make it with the Lord in mind. So congratulations to all you guys.
And Bud, what are you doing? Are you doing some teaching now?
I'll be off to Okinawa, Japan for a Bible college. So wish me luck. Prayers are always helpful. Thank you, guys.
And he'll be over here in Hawaii. Him and hold it, Tiny, aren't you here as well? Here's the brother Tiny. So he's going to be with us, and he wants to say hi, and God bless you guys. Tiny, you want to say a few words?
Hey, I missed you guys, and I hope you guys have a great graduation. Congratulations, too.
Yeah. Amen. Hey, God bless you. We love you guys.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.
The finish line is finally here. I have to get it out of my system. These days are always emotional for me. Why? I thought you'd be happy when we leave. Bittersweet. You have to understand that for all of the teachers and myself, we pour our lives into you. That you would be the very best you can be for the Lord Jesus Christ. Academically, but most importantly, spiritually. One thing I want you to remember when you leave here is to keep fighting the good fight of faith. The world that you will face is treacherous. It's antichrist. But if you put Christ first and foremost, everything will be added unto you. I know for some of you I was tougher than others, but there was a purpose in that. Pastor Ed, what was the purpose? Love. God's love. You have to understand that every student that has graduated or comes through the door here at Calvary Chapel Christian School, I treat them like their own, my own children. You've endured, you survived the rigors of Calvary Chapel Christian School, like those that have gone before you. And many before you are or have fulfilled their educational pursuits and are living for Jesus. I love this time of the year. A lot of the alumni come back and go, hey, Pastor Ed, I'm here. Are you married yet? No. Did you get your degree? Yeah. Are you still walking the road in the Lord? Yes. Were there any bumps in the road? Yes, for sure. Now, again, many are pursuing God's call, and there have been some that haven't pursued God's call. The question is, where will you be this time next year? What will we hear about you and how your being steadfast or how you are pursuing God's call. The word says, behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing is if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and a curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today, to go after other gods which you have known. I know that we're strict here. I know that the boundaries here are tight. There's a reason for that. Some of you have swayed from how the strictness here and the boundaries here, much less more outside, when you won't hear, hey, what are you doing? What are you, come to my office. When you won't be hearing that stuff anymore. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world is passing away, and its lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and hold fast to him. As many of you mentioned on the video, your parents made a great sacrifice to have you here. Not only to keep you safe, not only to make sure you get great academics, but most importantly, that you would have a walk that endures in Christ. You didn't have to go through the shenanigans that most people your age do in the public school. Yeah, there were a lot of temptations here, possibly, but not as many as they're facing out there. All the garbage that's out there. And I know some of you resisted being here, because I heard it. You can't hide it. I don't want to be at that school. Why is that man so who? Why is he so who? Pastor Ed. Well, again, because of love. You shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man, whatever is right in his own eyes. Remember, keep the plumb line of faith. Stay true to this. You understand? Stay true to this. You understand? Stay true to this, and you will not go wrong. Pastor Ed is jealous of you. Because at your age, I never had a life that was dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. My life was dedicated to self, the world, the flesh, the devil, how I can fulfill my own desires and my own lust. But what did those things lead to? Heartache. Heartache that I still think about to this day. Regret. Regret that I still hold on to this day. So follow after the Lord in the midst of the temptations. Follow after Christ. My son, my daughter, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you wake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. Now, the woman in this verse is the world. How the world desires to seduce each one of you. The world knows what you want. I hope you want Christ. Put on Christ and his armor and be strong and walk in his grace. As Colossians 3 says, set your mind on the things above, not the things of this earth. You know, when I was graduating from high school in 1982, you do the math, okay? We didn't face certain things like gender confusion or them trying to push that in the workplace. We didn't face things like DEI or cancel culture. We had other things to face. Those things you have to face on top of these other nonsense things. Make this your prayer. For I determined that to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. We will pray for you. We will think about you often. We do with all our graduates. You're the 12th class. Woo! And I've been here with every one of them. Thank you for being a great class. We had fun. Sometimes at your expense, but Pastor Ed had fun. Okay. And whatever you do it as heartily unto the Lord. And you know what? I want to hear that you guys are walking in him and fulfilling your dreams. As John says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk with truth. Walk in the truth of Jesus Christ the Lord. Remember what you've learned here at Calvary Chapel Christian School. You put in a hard, for some of you, 4 years. For some of you, longer than that. Don't let those efforts fall to the wayside. You understand? Okay? If you guys need anything, pick up the phone and give me a call. Pastor Ed will be here. I think. Well, one day you'll hear I won't be. And what I want to hear as I meet my father face to face is that they're serving me. The class of 2024, serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? All right.
At this time, we will be presenting the graduating class of 2024. The students who have attained academic excellence will be honored as reflected by their cumulative grade point average. So please take note of students wearing academic insignia this evening in recognition of their special achievements. The white stoles worn by graduates signify membership in the Calvary Chapel Christian School Poyle Chapter of the National Honor Society. Maroon cores signify cum laude graduates, and these are students who have earned a GPA of 3.5 to 3.75. Silver cores signify magna cum laude graduates, and these are graduates who have earned a 3.76 to 3.99 GPA. The gold cores signify summa cum laude graduates, and these are students who are recognized for graduating with the highest distinction of having earned a 4.0 or above GPA. Graduates, when your name is called, please come up and receive your diploma. Victor Broco Aguiar. Victor graduates as cum laude. He will be attending Chaminade University with a major in biology. Amana Hi'idani Bonilla. Amana will be going to Leeward Community College with a major in language studies. Raiden Jacob Cruz Cachola. Raiden graduates cum laude. He'll be attending Hawaii Pacific University with a major in nursing and a minor in sports medicine. Madison Ariel Kalea Choi. Madison graduates as a summa cum laude. She's a president of our NHS. She completed her Associate of Arts degree through Colorado Christian University, and she will be attending the University of Southern California with a major in biomedical engineering. Ian Emmanuel Hugh. Ian graduates as a summa cum laude. He's the vice president of our NHS chapter. He completed his Associate of Arts degree through Colorado Christian University. He will be attending Southern Methodist University with a major in political science. Isaac Hugh. Isaac graduates summa cum laude. He's also an NHS member. He is an early graduate for credits earned in an associate program. He will be attending Southern Methodist University as well. Zachary Allen Kuike. Zachary will be going to the University of the Nations on Kona with YWAM. Renee Samantha Lee. Renee will be attending Leeward Community College in the fall. Ryson Sunil Okazaki. Raisa will be attending the University of Hawaii, West Oahu, with a major in business management and accounting. Navea I. Kamalu Okalani Manners Takara. Navea will be going to Leeward Community College with an associate's degree in biology. Christina Zoe Valiente. Christina will be attending UH Manoa with a major in business management. Malachi Monroe Woods. Malachi plans to join a cadet academy with the Hawaii Police Department.
Okay, the following students have been here with us since kindergarten. Victor Aguiar, stand up, young man. Raiden Cachola. Renee Lee. Navea Takara. Wow, what am I going to do without you? Sit down. Okay, go ahead and stand up, everyone. Let's do the hokey pokey. No. Class of 2024, please remain standing as you are. In recognition of your new status, I invite all the graduates of the class of 2024 to move your tassels to the left-hand side. Congratulations! Now we have two special recognitions. When I call your name, come to the very front here and stand in front of the table, please. Okay? When I call your name. The following students have completed their Associate of Arts degree through Colorado Christian University. Again, I will call them up, but these students went through a very rigorous program on top of their high school requirements. The Associate of Arts degree from Colorado Christian requires the completion of 60 hours, including 37 units in general education and 24 in electives. The official degree is entitled Associate of Arts in Liberal Arts. So the two students that accomplished this are Madison Choi stand there, and Ian Yu. Almost done. Almost. Now I'm going to talk about each and every one of you individually. How's that? You didn't, this wasn't part of the rehearsal. Oh no, Pastor Ed. And I have special video on some of you guys too. Got some of your Facebook excerpts and things. So look at Victor's going, No, I'm not going to do that. Love covers a multitude of sins. And hey, remember, although we were rough on you, we did love you. And we wanted the very best for you. Father God, we thank you so much for our graduates. And again, we pray the very best for them in Jesus Christ the Lord. We pray that you'd fill them with your Holy Spirit, that they would be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy in this world. Lord, the world that they in which they're going to go into is Antichrist. We pray that you would strengthen them by the Holy Spirit. We pray that they would stand firm in the faith, that they would put on the armor of God. We pray these things in Jesus' name. We say, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand with us as we honor our seniors, and as we close with our alma mater, which can be found on the back page of your program. You guys ready to sing it? No sour voices. None of that, please. Ready? Nice and loud, okay? Ready, begin. In the foothills of Aia, alma mater stands. Tis in her mouth, and two-edged sword in hand. Napueo, patiently it waits to hear the beck and call to fight the fight of faith. The harbor's persuading maroon and gold we proudly wear within her guarded wall. With discipline and honor, we fight till Jesus calls. Calvary Chapel, to glorify the Father. Hey, seniors, make sure you thank your parents. They put out for you these past few years, right? Imagine this. What would an extra $800 a month do? And parents, it's only just begun. You think once they graduate, you'll be relieved. You will never be relieved. Some of them are going on to big ticket colleges, USC, woo-woo, and some other things. Parents, God bless you. We pray for you as well. Okay, guys. Seniors, get. Seniors, go. All right. Friends and family, please wait. We invite you to walk down to our school field where you'll be able to congratulate and greet your graduate. Please remember that the campus will close. Please remember. The campus will close promptly at 7:30. Thank you again for joining us in celebrating the accomplishments of the Lord through these students. God bless you all. God bless you.